$27.89. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV. AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The University of Virginia Health System explains how they're dealing with the pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
I think it was an appropriate step. I don't think it was an overreaction. I hope and anticipate and think the information that we're hearing is that we don't anticipate that this will be a very prolonged pause, but I think it's an important one so we can understand exactly what's going on.
With the FedEx shooting happening on the 14th anniversary of the Virginia Tech shooting, Senator Cree Deed says more needs to be done in Virginia for mental health.
I was very concerned that you would have a study group that made a series of recommendations and those recommendations would gather dust on a shelf, because that's exactly what happened with Virginia Tech.
U.S. Senator Tim Kaine was governor at the time and says,
shootings that grab world headlines, as the tragic shooting at Virginia Tech in 2007 did, or the sad, nearly everyday shootings that happen in neighborhoods around Virginia where people are needlessly killed.
Kaine, along with Senator Mark Warner, has introduced the Virginia Plan to Reduce Gun Violence Act into the U.S. Senate this week. There are now two electric vehicle charging stations in Charlottesville's Water Street garage. They unveiled the installation yesterday of the fast chargers, saying they're now available for public use. According to the city, they were installed by EVGO, a nationwide public fast charging network. They were fully funded by Commonwealth of Virginia taxpayer funds. House Bill 2004, introduced by Delegate Chris Hurst, a former television reporter, will allow public access to limited criminal investigation records and will go into effect in July.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There are so many signs of spring. Birds chirping, warm breezes, and the awesome sound of home improvement.
Goodbye kitchen cabinets.
Goodbye old countertops.
Goodbye floor.
Hello new kitchen.
Bring your kitchen project to the experts at Better Living Custom Cabinetry and Design. They're dedicated to helping homeowners and contractors from concept to completion. Go beyond the basics and add value and enjoyment to your home with a new kitchen from Better Living Custom Cabinetry and Design. Berkmar Drive, Charlottesville.
3 million around the world. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the number of people who have died from the coronavirus, according to calculations by Johns Hopkins University. More than 566,000 of those deaths were in the U.S. As for new infections, they're climbing, with many of them being blamed on variants. Dr. Anthony Fauci is President Biden's chief medical advisor.
The fact is that as long as there's active dynamics of infection somewhere in the world, there always is somewhat of a threat that variants will emerge.
Vaccination campaigns have hit their stride in the U.S. and Britain, but are lagging in other parts of the world. There was anger in Portland, Oregon last night.
Cops declaring a riot after they say protesters smashed windows and...